What's happening locally? The news.
And it is time for us to take today's look, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. Panama did not register any deaths due to the new coronavirus for the second consecutive day, confirmed yesterday by the Ministry of Health in their epidemiological report. Now, according to data from the health authorities in the last 4 days, no deaths from COVID-19 have been reported in three of them. Since the pandemic arrived in the country in March of 2020, the country has accumulated now 8,159 deaths for a lethality percentage of 1.1%. Regarding the new cases, the ministry reports 386 after the application of 7,029 tests. Now that gives us a positivity of 5.5%. Active cases nationwide are 2,595. It is detailed that 2,470 are in home isolation and 125 in the hospitals. Now, those in isolation are divided into 2,445 actually at home, and we have 25 in the so-called hospital hotels. Of those hospitalised, the report shows that 115 are in the wards, and we have 10 in the intensive care units. The plenary session of the Electoral Court had decided to maintain the criminal electoral jurisdiction of former President Ricardo Martinelli, who is charged in two open processes, the payment of bribes by Odebrecht and the alleged issue of public funds to acquire Editora Panama America S.A.R. Judges Heriberto Arruz and Alfredo Junca revoked on March the 22nd Resolution 2-12-2022 of February the 23rd, issued by the Second Administrative Electoral Court, through which the jurisdiction of the former president was lifted. Judge Eduardo Valdez Escofri saved his vote. The court had lifted Martinelli's jurisdiction at the request of the third judge to liquidate criminal cases, Baluisa Martinez. However, Alma Cortes, Martinelli's lawyer, filed an appeal against the court's decision. It was up to the plenary of the Tribunal Electoral to make the final decision. In the ruling, the majority of the plenary session indicates that the electoral jurisdiction is maintained due to the fact that there is, quote, lack of motivation of the decision appealed by not entering the judge of the first instance to assess the arguments raised in the opposition brief of the appraised, which violates the due process enshrined in Article 32 of the Political Constitution and Article 8 of the American Convention on Human Rights, unquote. In addition, they take into account the principle of speciality. Well, Martinelli has had electoral jurisdiction since last January the 28th, because the party he presides over, Realizing Goals, is in the process of internal elections in the boards of directors of the Secretariats of Youth and Women. A subcommittee of the National Assembly will be in charge of analysing Bill number 779 to modify the current legislation on the right to reply or rectification adopted by the media. The project that modifies Law 22 of 2005 was originally presented by the Deputy Zulay Rodriguez of the PRD party. This was on February the 24th last, and this Wednesday, March the 23rd, the Commission of Government, Justice and Constitutional Affairs of the Assembly decided to form a sub-commission that will review the proposal. The subcommittee was made up of deputies Corina Cano of Molirena, Luis Ernesto Carles, Panamanista, and Roberto Abrego of the PRD. Earlier, the National Council of Journalism, the CNP, the Forum of Journalists, and the Panamanian Broadcasting Association, the APR, warned that shortly after important hearings on corruption cases were being held, and 2 years before the general elections, it was not prudent to introduce modifications to Law 22 of 2005. Precisely, in this environment, changing the rules of the game for the media is an invitation to other restrictions that could worsen the situation of freedom of expression and the right to information in our country in a critical period, says a letter signed by Guillermo Antonio Adames, president of the CNP, on behalf of the unions. The note was delivered to Deputy Rodriguez. Representatives of the unions were present this Wednesday in the Government Commission of the Assembly, which was chaired by Deputy Victor Castillo. They also recalled that the right to reply is a human right of all people and that it is recognised by number 1 of Article number 14 of the American Convention on Human Rights, as it was ratified by law number 15 of 1977. The rights reply is already regulated for the Republic of Panama by this convention, the media emphasized in the letter delivered to Rodriguez. The appeals court ordered the provisional arrest of the former head of operations of the National Charity Lottery, the LNB. This is Franklin de Garcia Dominguez. Since November of 2021, the former official maintained a precautionary measure to prevent him from leaving the country and periodic notification. De Garcia Dominguez, who joined the lottery in 2019 and was separated in November of 2021, is one of the six people that the anti-corruption prosecutor is investigating for the alleged commission of the crime of embezzlement through the irregular collection of tickets and winning chances. Last year, they had applied the measure of periodic notification and impediment to leave the country, but they revoked it and ordered his arrest, an action that did not occur after his defence appealed. However, this Wednesday, the 23rd of March, they revoked that measure again. The anti-corruption prosecutor, Itzel Co, indicated that the magistrates of the court unanimously considered that the procedural risks remained in the investigation. The prosecutor stated that in the imputation of charges against the former official of the National Charity Lottery, greater elements of conviction were incorporated that link him in a reliable manner in the current investigation. In addition to this, we had interviews that categorically point it out, as well as an internal audit by the lottery that proved a greater damage than what we had previously pointed out, thus proving, with this element of conviction, the economic damage against the public treasury. And the third liquidator court replaced the preventative detention of the former director of the liquidated Financial Pacific brokerage house, Wes Valdez, and applied a precautionary measure to prevent him from leaving the country after he remained in prison for 5 years. The third judge, Baloisa Martinez, through order number 144 of March the 23rd of this year, decided to change the precautionary measure to Valdez, charged with the crime of fraud to the detriment of the JAL offshore company. Martinez applied the provisions of Article number 2141 of the Judicial Code, which establishes that preventative detention will be revoked by the judge without further formalities, ex officio, or at the request of a party, when the minimum sentence indicated is exceeded. The law for the crime he is charged with and the detention measure will be replaced by another precautionary measure. In its resolution, the court specifies that the Second Court of Justice, through Second Instance No. 77 of September the 19th of 2019, ordered the present process to be combined with three other processes for the same crime. Valdez was arrested in January of 2017 by Interpol in the Dominican Republic and repatriated to Panama as a result of a process that was being followed. The Superintendency of the Securities Market filed several complaints against directors of Financial Pacific for irregular activities by that brokerage house. The deputies of the Budget Commission of the National Assembly approved this Wednesday, the 23rd, a transfer of $5.5 million to the Electoral Court. The president of the Tribunal Electoral, Heriberto Arruz, reported that the money will be used to finance the internal elections of the Cambio Democrático, the Molly Reina, Movimiento Otro Camino, and Partido Revolucionario Democrático, the PRD parties. These parties will have several conventions this year to elect their conventioneers and their authorities. For example, the PRD will hold this Sunday, the 27th of March, the election of its conventional. Arruz explained that the Tribunal Electoral's general budget project included these funds, but they were cut. They currently met with the executive and agreed that the central government would transfer $12 million for the general elections plan and the other matters related to the elections. He indicated that the $5.5 million are part of those $12 million, so in the coming weeks they will return to the Assembly to request the rest of the funds. The deputies of Cambio Democrático, CD, and Yanibel Abrego and Fatima Agrizal questioned that the CD was allocated $1.8 million for the elections of its conventional members without having an electoral calendar. Osman Valdez, director of the electoral organization, clarified that although the CD still does not have an official calendar, they had to make a projection of how much they would spend to subsidise their elections. The Authority for the Consumer Protection and Defence of Competition, Ecodeco, granted a favourable opinion conditional on the economic concentration operation between Cable and Wireless Panama and Claro Panama. This marks the completion of a fundamental stage of the transaction announced in September of 2021, when Liberty Latin America Limited announced that its subsidiary Cable and Wireless Panama agreed to acquire America Mobile SAB de CV in Panama, Claro Panama. The acquisition of the operations of Claro Panama is valued at $200 million and was approved at a meeting of the Cable and Wireless Board of Directors exactly on the 14th of September. After the operation was announced, the authorization by Ecodeco was pending to whose entity a formal request for prior verification of the economic concentration was submitted, through which Cable and Wireless Panama acquires 100% of the issued and outstanding shares of Claro in the Republic of Panama. Through a resolution, a favourable consent was granted, conditioned to the operation and mandatory measures that were established for the economic agent involved. For example, Ecodeco may, without prior notice, carry out competition audits to supervise the behaviour of Cable and Wireless Panama in order to prevent monopolistic behaviour for a period of 3 years, counted from the notification of the resolution. On the morning of this Wednesday, the 23rd of March, the 38th edition of Expo Comma was inaugurated, organised by the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture. The fair returns after 2 years of absence due to the pandemic. In the opening speeches, there was no lack of reference to the break caused by COVID-19, with the difficulties that the country and the economic sector have experienced since the first case in the country was detected in March of 2020. The event, therefore, is presented as a reflection of the return to normality of the economy. Expo Comma was born 4 decades ago from the vision of illustrious Panamanians, leaders of our chamber, and through these years it has become the most important meeting point for world trade in Panama and the region, said Jorge Juan de la Guardia, president of the Expo Comma 2022 Organizing Committee. The fair has the participation of more than 600 exhibiting companies, with the United States being the guest country. Expo Comma is held in parallel to Expo Logistica Panama and Expo Turismo Internacional, where the Panamanian logistics platform and the country as a tourist destination will be promoted. During the 4 days of the event, business rounds and conference cycles will take place, and the celebration of the Economic Forum Expectations of Business Activity for Panama and the Region, the Panama Forum as a Health and Innovation Hub, and the Third Business Meeting of Central America, organized by the Federation of Chambers of Commerce of the Central American Isthmus, among others. The President of the Republic, Laurentino Cortizo, participated in the event, accompanied by Vice President Jose Gabriel Carrizo and the Minister of Commerce and Industries, Ramon Martinez. Cortizo referred to the reactivation of the economy after the impact suffered by the pandemic, with economic growth of more than 15% in 2021. Exports of more than $3.5 billion and a growing number of companies arriving in the country through the headquarters system of multinational companies. He also referred to the Bloomberg New Economy Gateway LATAM Forum, which will host Panama in its first edition outside of Asia, and Royal Caribbean's return to the country in 2023 to operate as a cruise base port. And to finish off, sadly, no good news. Fuel prices will register a new increase starting at 6 a.m. this Friday, the 25th of March, confirmed the National Energy Secretariat. It was reported that 95-octane gasoline will reflect an increase of 3 cents per litre or 10 cents per gallon. With respect to 91-octane gasoline, it is specified that the increase will be 2 cents per litre or 7 cents per gallon. Low-sulphur diesel will have a rise of 1 cent per litre or 4 cents per gallon. The new fuel costs will apply between this Friday and Friday the 8th of April. With an increase of 95-octane gasoline, it will now cost $1.19 per litre, while it will cost $4.50 per gallon. The litre of 91-octane gasoline will be priced at $1.15 per litre and $4.36 per gallon. As for diesel, the cost will be $1.14 per litre or $4.33 for the gallon. That's it. There we go. There's our look for this morning. Quite a bit to get through this morning. Some of those things happening here in Panama compiled for you on this morning's Breakfast Show.